I remember when Royksopp first collaborated with Robin, I was very, very excited. I wasn't alone. The whole world loved The Girl and the Robot. And now they are back with an entire mini album of collaborating. And I believe we've got Sven from Royksopp and Robin on the line right now. Robin, where are you?
I'm in Stockholm. Where are you?
I'm in Australia in the Triple J studios. Sven, where are you?
I'm sat in outside my man cave in Bergen, west side of Norway.
This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. You know, this week on Triple J, in Australia, we have the State of Origin, which is Queensland versus New South Wales. It's a football match, and it's like, you know, the two states kind of warring in a football sense. And now we've got Sweden and Norway, who musically do occasionally sort of come to blows, together as one.
Mm-hmm.
This is because, obviously, in terms of a football perspective, Norway didn't qualify. So we have to sort of sneak in and siphon off on the Swedish glory. So that's why we teamed
up
with
because
Robin.
We didn't qualify either. We're shit.
No, that is true. You're not as poor
we don't. But we don't have to worry about that because we make music. We don't play football. So we can work together anyway, even though none of us are
It is very true.
In the championship.
In the musical championships, we are... The championships have come out. The mini album, Do It Again, is out. I have a question to Robin. You guys did the Royksopp song, Girl and the Robot together, and None of Them on the Body Talk album. Was there always a plan to work with Royksopp again?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything in this collaboration is very much based on the mutual affection that we have for each other. And it's not something that we've been, you know, planning. It might look like that now in the video and the photos and everything is done, but it's something that we've always wanted. And like we talked about, okay, let's make more music together. And last summer we started and it turned into this album that we're releasing now. But it's not so calculated. It's very much based on just like, We like each other a lot and we have fun.
Surely at some point one of you must have said, let's make an album.
Well, at some point, yeah. But as Robin pointed out, I'm going to use a term that I kind of loathe, I think. I think the term jam is what we're looking for here. We had a jam session where we sat down together with no other intention than to enjoy each other's company and just play around, basically. And that's the starting point. And then sometime later, we just realized that the things that we've done now, it's not really Royksopp and it's not really Robin. It's somewhere, I don't know, in between. It's something else.
I don't think it's necessarily even in between. It is absolutely something else. What were you playing? What was everyone doing in the jam?
I
hate myself when I use that word. Yeah, sorry.
I was smoking cigarettes out the window, saying things randomly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good jam thing to do.
Yeah. So I was tweaking, not doing drugs, but tweaking knobs, not meaning the male organ, but synthesizers and all of that stuff, and shouting things to Torbjörn, telling him to work faster.
That's the problem with Torbjörn. He can get a little bit lazy, especially in a jam situation.
Yeah. I mean, he is lazy, and he doesn't even turn up to this interview. Just goes to show.
Was there anyone in this jam session, was there anyone playing saxophone? Because at some point during this interview, we do have to talk about a 10-minute song with a sax solo throughout.
I always play the saxophone, but it's more an air saxophone. And we did that a lot while making this song called Monument. And then we got a real saxophone player that did a really good job. His name is Schiette.
We'll get to the saxophone very, very soon. I'm going to play Say It right now. The video just came out. It's quite different again to Do It Again, the song that we first started playing. This is more of a dark dance floor banger. Is there any good story as to how this song came together?
Well, the aforementioned tweaking and playing with toys is what sparked the whole thing. We were just sitting around playing with this particular robotic toy. And we all of a sudden realized that let's make something slightly dark and grimy with a bit of a sexual innuendo in it. And perhaps a nod to The Girl and Robot.
It's almost a duet between The Girl and the Robot.
It's a prequel, I think.
Yeah.
This is what happened before The Girl and the Robot. Oh. Then they broke up.
Oh, you just, oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. All right, well, let's have a listen to it now at Triple J. I love this song. This is on Do It Again, the mini album by Royksopp and Robin. This is Say It on Triple J. And I've got Sven from Royksopp and Robin on the line on Triple
Say
J.
It. I want you to.
On Triple J, that was Say It. That is Robin and Royksopp together. They've just released a mini album called Do It Again. And there you go. We just heard, as we were saying, the innuendo. That was Robin and a robot who seem quite to want each other.
Yeah, we're fond of each other, me and the robot.
It's beautiful. But, I mean, the music itself, it doesn't sound so fond. It's quite dark, as we were saying. And the video makes these the brain melts that you're getting from that song even worse. You guys, was it in New Mexico? Where did this video come from?
This video was shot in Stockholm. Oh, you go, Finn.
You go, girl. No, I was about to say that this video was forged in the darkest guts of hell. The bowels of hell. When Robin said Stockholm, it sort of pulled all that away from it. So, yeah, it was made in Stockholm.
Okay. Well, I saw were you guys in Mexico at some point?
We were in Mexico 2 weeks ago, and we shot a video for Do It Again, which is another song that's been released as a single from the album. It's not done yet, but it looks lovely already. So,
tell me about the cute dog and the chicken that were in the video clip for Say It.
They're a part of the vision that Sunba and Timonen had for the video. They're two people that we worked with for the cover and this first video, and they were shot at the same time. We love the idea of using animals in the video, and the dog is taken on the role of the robot, which we thought was it's a way to play around with, of course, how you reference things like robotic voices and animals and stuff. And I'm not going to tell you what it means, because I think it's just something that I think should just evoke people's own fantasy about what this song could be.
That's nice. There's slightly less lyrically going on from some of the other songs, Robin. With the lyric writing, were you all doing it, or was that more your job, Robin?
We've done all of the music and all of the songwriting together on this album.
As you're saying, you're from Stockholm. You're in Stockholm right now. And Sven, you guys from Norway. How often do you see each other when you're not making music? Like, how far apart are your towns, Sven?
Well, there is a bit of a distance, but we are, both of us are connected to cyberspace.
Ooh.
So we can establish contact in that respect. And I'd say it's quite frequent. And obviously now in the current time period, we are speaking to each other on a daily basis. I mean, three times a day, which is nice. Again, Torbjörn don't find it that nice anymore since he's not here. I'm just slagging him.
He's tired of us.
I love the boy.
He's like, those two people,
yeah,
they
tired.
Talk too much. Yeah.
When you were making the music, were you all in the same studios, or were you doing it through the wonder of cyberspace?
Both. I did a lot of trips to Bergen.
Said earlier on, we sat down together, physically in the same room, writing the songs, the music, and also just to sort of, for those who doubt it, all three also took part in the production and selecting sounds and all that stuff. It's not something. You know, people might have the perception that Robin wrote the songs and Torbjörn and myself did the kind of music and production. And that's, I'm just going to dismiss that immediately. Everyone did everything, down to programming and producing to writing and arranging. So we sat in the same room, but we also had to travel and move around a bit. And Robin had to do a few other things where Torbjörn and myself would sit and polish certain hi-hats. Crash cymbals.
Speaking of hi-hats, I saw a photo from 3 days ago on Robin Konnichiwa on your Instagram account. It does very much look like rehearsal. So I'm going to play a song when we come back. I'm going to talk about the Royksopp and Robin album, mini album, being taken to a live stage on Triple J. Sven from Royksopp and Robin are on the line on Triple J. Oh, and we've got to talk about that sax solo as well.
Let's do it. But I have to, just so you know, I have to go. I can keep talking, but I'm going to be walking down the street.
That's great.
So you're going to get a lot of sound.
That's cool. Where are you going?
As long as you're okay with that. I'm going to rehearsals with my band.
On Triple J. I'm talking to Sven from Royksopp and Robin about their new collaboration, the mini album Do It Again. Robin is on the line. She's on her way to rehearsals. Sven is in Norway, the country next door to Sweden. And this is a bit of a monument. The first song on the record, 10 minutes long with a saxophone solo. How do you even keep track of a 10-minute long song, Sven?
Well, we have just allowed ourselves to be submerged into a self-indulgent, almost bordering on the pompous universe. And it's a place that we find surprisingly comforting and it's a nice place to be. And as long as we can introduce, as you said yourself, a sax solo towards the end, then it's all good. Before people get confused, it's not your 80s kind of brash, you know, E Street band, Pao China in your hand kind of saxophone thing. It's a bit slicker than that.
It is slicker.
It's very mature.
Mature saxophone.
Mature, yes.
That's Robin.
Yeah.
Has the saxophone come out live on stages yet? Do you guys often, is there much saxophone in Robin and Royksopp's past as well?
I have a saxophone playing in my head to everything I do. It's very good.
You're walking to rehearsal now. What's the saxophone doing in your head now?
Well, right now it's playing a little bit of, what's his name?
Careless Whispers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Let's say that.
Careless Whispers, the saxophone part, I'd say. I think that if you play saxophone, anyone who's a bit of a geek like myself should go to, I'm just saying a random website now, YouTube, and check out the saxophone player from the movie Lost Boys with Kiefer Sutherland.
Now,
everyone should know that movie.
There's one sax player, and the sax player in Robin's head is making that noise. Beautiful. It is beautiful. Hey, in case you're wondering, we've got Robin on the line in Sweden. She is walking to rehearsal. And Sven from Royksopp in Norway. So we've got some beautiful ambient noise and a little bit of Wham's Careless Whispers there as well. So you've played live together recently. I saw this rehearsal show. Are you going to do more shows as Royksopp and Robin?
We're going to go on tour.
Yes.
And I think a big part of why we made this record is because we just thought it'd be fun to tour together.
You do your own songs and the songs together. I can imagine that would be quite a big show. Ooh, Sven, are you there, Sven?
I can answer. This is when the whole interview fell apart, when Robin got beat down on the streets of Stockholm. But, hope for it to be a big show. It's going to be a lot of fun for us, at least.
You know, we feel responsible towards the people that are going to come and see us. We don't want to make anyone disappointed. I'm really looking forward to playing the stuff that we've done together, but we're going to do our own stuff as well, which is, I think, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, how about Australia? Australia loves you, both you guys. We've seen you both been in here before.
I know, but now we're doing this thing where we're playing the sets, you know. I'm playing my sets and Royksopp is playing their sets. So we hope that you will be happy looking at that from afar, even though we won't come to you. I'm just kidding. We're really going to try and make it, but we don't know.
I must admit, I thought
we would love to come back. We would love to come back.
That was a very strange part of the interview when you were just saying, no, not coming. You can watch a webcast on YouTube. Have you heard of the website YouTube?
No, not at all. I love Australia. I love Australia, and I think that it's one of the best places to tour in, and the audiences is always amazing. But it's just really hard to say at this point. We've done this summer tour, and hopefully we can continue during the fall and the winter, because that's usually the time when touring in Australia happens. So
yeah, it's when
we
the
hope
weather's
so.
Good.
We're planning for it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, that is tentative. There's a lot more exciting than it was 30 seconds ago when everyone's hearts just broke. Well, good. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
No, it was a great joke. It was excellent. The payoff was worth it. If either of you ever see Torbjorn again, make sure you say good day to him, and we'll hopefully see you guys in Australia soon.
Well, tell him he missed a really nice interview.
Beautiful. Thank you. Have fun at rehearsal, Robin, and have fun near your man cave, Sven.
I'm just tending my mat habit. No, I can't say that on the radio. I'm enjoying the sun.
Enjoying the sun is perfectly good. All right. Thank you, Royksopp. Thank you, Sven. Thank you, Robin. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
See ya.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.